I can't wait to get on the road again. Action! Hey guys! What's up, guys? My podcast party people, how's it going? If you couldn't tell by the video or the cleverly placed song, I'm in the car, driving to good old hot ass Arizona. Yes, sirree. Thanks to Mr. Willie Nelson for leading us in to this great episode 13. Yeah, so I'm in the car today, stuck in traffic for 7.5 hours. That's right, you heard it right. 7.5 hours. I've been in traffic for 30 minutes so far. Been waiting to get into a spot where I don't really need the GPS to really navigate out of here, but good old LA traffic is just atrocious. You know, there's just no getting out. They want you in, but you can't get anywhere. So that's fun. Today's setup in the car is much different. For those who are watching, you can see in the back, I got some stuff. I'm bringing some stuff back to Arizona for my friend. But I am not holding on to any equipment. Last time I recorded in the car, I had the microphone kind of wedged between my belly and the seat belt, so it was kind of pointing up at my chin. Today it's a bit different. I don't think you can see it in the camera, but on my visor, you know, the little thing that flips down so you can block the sun, I have that gaff tape to the corner so it's pointing at my mouth. It's, since I'm using a directional microphone, that it makes it a little bit, the way it's pointed helps. So the, you know, these microphones, I'm using a shotgun mic. Normally you put them on a boom pole and you kind of hold the pole up over your head, you hold it up over your head and you aim the microphone at the actor's mouth. And that's what essentially what I'm doing. I have a gaff tape to the thing and it's pointing at my mouth and it's out of my way. Don't have to worry about it falling, and I can just keep it up there and talk. And the camera, I'm using my good old Nikon, and that thing is gaff taped to the dashboard, just fucking strapped down. Hopefully it's not going anywhere. There's three pieces of big old tape on there, so let me tell you, that thing is semi-secure. But since I'm only moving at a 15 to 30 mile per hour pace, give or take, depending on the flow of traffic, I don't have to worry about that sliding around. So, yeah. I just turned the air off, so it's gonna get a little toasty. It's 86, but that's because I'm not near the coast. So, oh well. Oh, look, we're down to 6 hours and 48 minutes. Cool. Yay. Yes. So, yeah, if the audio is bad, it's because I'm in the car. Sorry for wearing the glasses, the sunglasses. It's bright. So, yeah, it's happening. What's up, peoples? How's it going? I've been working on a, I don't know if I talked about this, but I've been working on a South African accent. I definitely was talking about it with Ray. I just didn't do it. But on the, I've always wanted to have a South, like to be able to do a South African accent. I find them so fascinating. And on the movie I did, I'm just passing an undercover police, but this car said police in Scepter. So how undercover was he? And he had the two light circle things on the side, so he's not fooling anybody. But on the last movie I worked on, there was these two guys who were from, I think they were from Cape Town, South Africa, and they had these accents, they obviously had the accents, and it was just awesome because I was in close proximity to them for like 3 days, so I was able to listen to them every now and then, and so I like picked up on subtle things, and it definitely helped help me develop it a little bit more. And I've been following this guy, this visual effects artist, and like he like teaches stuff on YouTube for like editing and visual effects, and he's from South Africa, so it's also like another thing to like listen to. So like I've been working on having a South African accent. It's not the best one. It's not like my best accent that I have in my repertoire, but I'm working on it. It's a bit tricky. It's not easy, but I don't know. I like it, and I would like to develop it a bit more. See, like, sometimes it goes in and out of being, like, European, or I slip into Australian. It all depends on, you know, like, certain words that I use is dependent on the accent. Like, when I do an Australian accent, I try to use the proper terminology for things, like, I try to use bloke, you know, I try to use all these different words that, American folks, that we don't use, you know, like, and my, the problem with my Australian accent is that I kind of go with a bit of a stereotypical one, so you've got, like, the little, the fluctuations of the, of, like, the cadence of, you know, like, how my, like, sometimes, like, the voice, like, dips up and down in tone and you just, like, the pitch, like, I tend to bend the pitch a lot, like, dip it down and then, like, really get high, just, like, to really hit those stereotypical things that you hear. So, you know, I don't know, but like the key thing that I think helps sell an accent is that, you use the local words, like words that fit the vocabulary. Like, you know, I think it helps sell the accent. I'm no expert. I'm no accent expert, I'm no vocal coach expert or whatever, you know, so these are just things that I've picked up on as I've been doing it for, I don't know, 12 years. My dream in high school was to be an illustrator and an animator. I wanted to go to school for illustration and animation. I looked for art schools for that. I wanted to be like Seth MacFarlane. I wanted to create my own show and voice all the characters, like, you know, voice all the characters, or a good majority of them. And so that's what I really wanted to do. I still want to do that. But now I'm just going to probably go through it a different route, you know? Like, Taika Waititi, when he directed Thor, he played Korg, so I mean, I'll still find opportunities to be able to do a voiceover, and as a director, I can make those character decisions. I can choose who I want to play what. I have a project that I'm working on, and I'm gonna voice the one of the little robot things in there. So yeah, so I can still do whatever I want to. But yeah, I would love to have an animated show. It'd be friggin' awesome. Oh, yeah. This week it was Yom Kippur. So I suffered for a bit. Suffered for 25 hours. I had work off. Well, so for those that don't know, Yom Kippur is like a day of reflection, and in the Jewish religion, it's a day of reflection. You're supposed to reflect on your past year, and you get written into God's book, and to have a fresh start, basically. And you ask for people's forgiveness, and you know, like, and that type of thing. So the night before at sunset, you start fasting, and the fast doesn't end till the next night after sundown, until you can see one star. That's the fast. So it's usually about 25 hours, and it's miserable because you can't eat and you can't drink water. Which, listen, you could take food away from me for a couple days. As long as I have water, I'm good. I like eating though, so like, don't do that. But I'm just saying, I could last a bit if I needed to, without food. So I luckily had the day off from work. My bosses are both Jewish, so they weren't there either, so it made it easy. I was gonna go to services, but I just haven't found like a synagogue that I'm comfortable with, nor have I just found one. I was really kind of intimidated, and going to a new synagogue or temple or what have you is, and I'm sure, I don't know, you know, I'm sure it's true for church, but it's very kind of nerve-wracking, or just, it's kind of, it's like scary in a bit, in a way. Like, you're going to a place, not only are you going to a place to quote-unquote worship, but you're going to a place where there's potentially hundreds of people you've never met, and going alone is pretty frightening too. Like, at least if I go to a new synagogue at home with my parents, I have my parents or my siblings, so it's like a little easier. You have someone to sit next to, you have someone to talk to, or you just have someone there to like share the experience. And so I don't know, I think I'm using it as an excuse why I didn't go. I also just don't like going. I wanted to go, but I just didn't. So I don't know. I just stayed home, kind of slept a bit. And yeah, I don't know. It was probably an excuse, but who knows? The rabbi that my dad goes to, at the synagogue my dad goes to, he's friends with the rabbi that runs the shul, the synagogue where I kind of live by. So I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna go sometime at some point to introduce myself, and I'll probably start going there. Just kind of feel it out. See how things go, just to like, if I want to go to services at some point, I'll have a place to go. And there's another holiday coming up soon, so yeah, we'll see. I'm not like huge into going to services. It's not like, I don't find it fun. I mean, like, you know, like, church and temple is not supposed to be fun. But I don't know. There's just something about it that I don't like. I don't know. I love being Jewish. I love, like, most of the traditions. A lot of them are just weird and whack, but, you know, I'm sure the same goes for a lot of religions. I just don't know. But, you know, to each his own. Yeah, and, like, so, like, one of the things I was talking about that my mom was saying was, because, like, you know, a lot of these Jewish holidays are, like, based around suffering, like, the suffering the Jewish people went through, and, like, they are times of reflection, but, like, there's, like, this negative connotation on them, on how our people suffered, and it's true, like, you know, you can learn through pain, you can learn from suffering, and you can find lessons and things for that, but, like, what my mom was saying, and what I agree with, is that if we continue to think of only suffering, then wouldn't that be what we only continue to receive? Like, so what she was saying is, like, in times like this, like, we, even though they are holidays where you're supposed to remember the suffering that our people went through thousands of years ago, and, but not only that, but also to reflect on the good, because without the good, you know, without the bad, you can't have the good, and without the good, you can't have the bad. Like, they, yin and yang, you have, they complement one another. So it's also very important to remember that the good times that you've had, the good things that have happened in your life, and the good moments and memories, and the amazing people that have come into your life in this past year. So, you know, I use that time to, like, meditate and reflect on those things, because it's true, like, if you only think about bad stuff, then that's like all that's going to come to you. So if you use the time, especially on a day like that, where you're supposed to reflect, why not reflect on the good and be grateful for the good? Be grateful for the bad that has happened too, because without the bad, then you can't see and find the good. And some, you know, the same goes for the good. Like, if you can reflect on that and see, like, okay, these were bad, how can I make that good? Or just be grateful for all the good. That's it. And so, yeah, I was just at home enjoying myself, just, you know, not doing much, not exerting myself much, because I couldn't drink. I had to, like, swallow my saliva as hard as I could, and it still just burned. Even thinking about it now, just, it's infuriating. But, you know, we do it. If we can find ways to suffer, we do it, you know? Like, look, I turn off the AC and I'm sweating. My pits are, I can feel my pits moistening up. But, I don't know. Religion is an interesting topic of discussion. It can go in so many different ways. Like, depends on who you're talking to with it. A lot of people don't like listening to it, and if you're one of those people, I apologize, but I don't know, it's just something I wanted to talk about, even though I didn't really get too deep into it, but I thought I would mention it, because it's my podcast, and I can. But, yeah, so after Yom Kippur was over, I couldn't break the fast right away, because I had committed to working the premiere of Michael Moore's new movie, Fahrenheit 11/9, and they really hate when you ask for time off. Like, if you commit to it and you, like, say, I can't work it, the company doesn't really like that. Especially, like, when I realized last minute that it's like I can't work it. I did that before, and I just remembered, like, it was probably not a good thing. It was like either the day of or the day before that the person I emailed was really mad. So I was just like, you know what, whatever, it's over. I just won't be able to eat for a little bit. And normally these jobs, like at the premieres, they don't have me doing in like crazy work anyway. I'm not like a PA. It's not like I'm on a movie set, like, lifting heavy things. Usually I'm either working will call, checking people in, or whatever, or directing people, like, so, and that one, And the Fahrenheit one, all I had to do was sit at the parking garage, and when the parking garage was full, the attendant was supposed to let me know so I can let my supervisor know. And that was it. And I don't know what the point of that was. But yeah. So literally I just sat around and was on Instagram. And when the thing got full, I started directing other people that came by to a different garage. And I eventually got called back and then was let go to go home. And it was easy. So I really didn't exert myself at all. And after that, went to Trader Joe's, picked up some bagels, some schmear, and some lox, and some red onions. And I went to Elena's house, my friend Elena, with the lox and the bagels and the schmear. And she was going to break the fast with me. This is my impersonation of Woody Allen, if you couldn't tell or if you didn't know. I don't know if it's good or not. When you hear yourself, you're like, that sounds pretty good. But to other people, it might not be that good. So I went to her house, and I was going to go there anyway because I have her stuff, and she is moving out of LA. So she actually left yesterday. So I went on Wednesday night. So I put in like some of her things because it wouldn't fit in her car. So I had to go there anyway. And so I decided like to bring food so that I could break the fast. And so by that time it had been 26 hours. I haven't eaten or drinking. And then, so I get to her place, and I'm like, I'm not really hungry, I'm just really thirsty, so I just, like, down a cup of water, and she's like, can we move this stuff into your car really quick before we eat? Because it was already super late, and her neighborhood that she moved at is a little sketchy, so I was like, yeah, that's fine, we'll do it before it gets too late. So we did that, and then by the time I ate, it had been 28 hours, and, oh my god, it was so good. I think I had 3 bagels with cream cheese. I had one with lox and onion, which was a little much. It was the first time I had fish in like a month or whatever, however long it has been since I got food poisoning. I was a little worried about it. Oh, the camera turned off. Sorry, I didn't realize the camera turned off. I like glanced at it earlier and I was like, oh, it's going to turn off in a minute. And I don't know how long ago that was. So, I apologize for that. I did not mean for that to happen. So, like, I'm really sorry for that. So the lox, I normally like it. It was fine. But I was still, like, really worried about eating fish. And rightfully so, you know. I tested the waters, you know. I wasn't scared to eat it, but I was like still a little worried. Nothing happened, but I think I'm still gonna stay away from fish. It didn't make me queasy or anything. It just, you know, I was like, I still don't think I want to eat fish right now. But I went for it. Can't say I didn't go for it again. So I tried it. It was good, but I think I'm still gonna stay away. But I had 3 bagels with cream cheese. So good. So good.
He's so good.
And we watched a bit of Adventure Time, and then I went home. And that was my Yom Kippur. And it was one of the better ones. Normally they feel very long. I'm forced to go to temple, forced to go to services by my father. Not forced, but heavily encouraged is the word I would use. Heavily encouraged. And yeah. And yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Oh yeah. So like before we ate, I had a little bit of had a little hit of the devil's lettuce. A little puff of the Mary Jane. I haven't smoked in like a couple months, but maybe like 3 or so months. And I just stopped because I was like, oh, you know, like it's not that I don't like it. It's just like I got to a point where I was like, okay, like I'll just smoke a bowl or a little bit before I go to sleep. It'll just like calm me down. And then, you know, I would smoke on the weekends. I wasn't going crazy. I wasn't like doing it every single day.
Oh no, the camera turned off again.
Okay, so my camera is too low on battery to keep going, so I apologize. I guess I was not prepared. So my apologies. That sucks. Yeah, oh yeah. So I wasn't like getting like really dependent on it. Don't think that I wasn't like doing it every day and like I had to. But I like, you know, I lived in Venice. It's legal, you know. I could walk into a shop and buy whatever, however much I wanted to. And so I smoked it for a bit, and then I realized, you know, like one day I was like, why do I need to do this? It's not doing any good. Like if anything, it's bringing me down a little bit, and it's making me eat more. So I stopped. I stopped smoking, and I still had it. I just shoved it in my drawer and just put it away. And I also stopped drinking. There's anything wrong against drinking. I don't need this to like, because you know, especially in LA, like I feel like every time you go out, it's like we have to get drinks, and it's like we don't need to get drinks, and they're expensive, and I don't want to like have like to rely on those things. I have to turn on the air. It's getting really friggin' hot. I don't want to have to rely on those things to have a good time. So I just stopped. I stopped, and you know, in the last couple weeks, I've started having like one glass of wine, but I've had like maybe 2 or 3 glasses of wine in the last 3 weeks. And I see, to me, that's fine. I still don't like drinking, especially if I'm going out and I have to buy like a $13, you know, watered down rum with ginger beer. Like, I don't want to waste all that money. So, you know, I don't know. It's an expense thing. But the weed thing, that's just like, the last time I did it, I didn't really like the way it made me feel. And then I would always shovel my face with like chips or something. Like, and I lived by a convenience store, so every time I would smoke, I'd like take a walk over there, buy some chips and like chocolate, and come back, smoke some more, and then just eat all that stuff. And so, yeah, the other night was the first time in like 3 or 4 months where I smoked, and it was just like a small hit, and it didn't like make me super high. I did have a massive headache because of not drinking water, so it did take that away, which was, I think that if anything I can take away from smoking is that it helped me, it relieved me of my headache. So, but I definitely won't be smoking anytime soon. I still have a little bit left, you know. This time it wasn't my weed, but I'm still not gonna. There's no need, you know. I don't know. Maybe I'll come back around to it. You know, I was a very straight edge in high school and in college. I drank beer in college until I found out that I'm allergic to wheat and my throat started closing up. So that stopped. And I, you know, I didn't have my first beer until the summer going into my freshman year of college. So yeah. And I don't remember, I think I smoked My first time smoking was I was in college with some friends, but you know, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying not to do it if that's what you want to do, but just don't be dependent on it. Don't think that like you need to do it to have a good time. Don't think that you like need to do it to fit in with people. Drinking too, you know. It's just something. You don't have to be completely sober because like, you know, sometimes you just need a little bit of, you need something to get lively, you know. But you know, I have a friend that, you know, he'll drink occasionally, and that's the only thing he does. And then there's people that I have another friend that doesn't drink or smoke or anything. He just doesn't, and he's just as lively as the friends that do. So, you know, it's whatever you want. It's your life. But you know, don't go crazy. Know when to not do it. Know what your limit is, and you know, feel it out. But yeah, I don't know. Just trying to get real with you guys. Yeah, so I'm still in traffic. Still moving slow. I'm moving at 10, 11. Oh, hit 15 miles. How are you guys? Good? Good. Yeah. Been editing some video. A video that I filmed like months ago. Probably back in like April. Or March or April. And I just haven't finished it. I get in like these moods where like we'll film a skit or a video, and then I'm like, okay, cool, and I'll also like try editing it, and then I'm like, I don't want to edit it. I really don't like editing at all anymore. I don't know what happened. I used to like it. I used to not mind it, but I'm not sure if it was working on my movie, because I edited my movie myself. I wanted to find someone. I didn't find anyone to edit it that I trusted. I had like a family friend that is an editor professionally, and he gave me his opinions, but I don't like, I didn't have a problem with editing that. I just think that what it is that it took so much time, it took so much effort, so many hours, so many different cuts. Like if you look at the first cut where it is now finished, it's not the same movie. That goes for the first draft of my script. The first draft of that script is a completely different movie. Same, it's the same. The only thing that's the same is the character name. The main character has, well, no, because the script that we wound up shooting is different. The script that we were gonna shoot had the same character name, and then when my actor dropped out, I had to change it. So, yeah, completely different movie. Say, you know, it's along the lines of the same thing. It still had an undertone of family, like the family was kidnapped and then they're going after them for revenge, you know. So it had that same undertone throughout the whole each script, but I'm just saying it's different every time. What was I saying? Oh, editing. So yeah, it just took so many hours, so many months, that I think it just kind of drained me from editing, and I really don't like it. I just don't like sitting there and doing it. Even, you know, like even if people pay me to do their stuff, it's still not very fun to me. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because it's a lack of faith in my own ability. And that could very well be. Maybe I subconsciously don't think I'm a good editor. So I don't want to do it. I just keep putting it off. That could very well be the actual reason why I don't edit. And the last time I edited a short that I shot, I was just so upset with the footage that we got that it just made me mad every time I tried to edit it. I didn't get the shots that I wanted. The DP really wasn't, I don't think we were on the same page, and so we didn't get everything we needed, and so it's still shelved, and people are asking me where it is, and I'm like, we'll get to it when I get to it. I've just been busy, you know, that's the excuse. So I don't know, maybe I have to revisit it. I don't know how I'm gonna get around that. If there's just one shot that I just can't get around, and it drives me crazy every time I try to do it. But yeah, I've been getting back into editing. I've been trying to get this project, this short. It's a little itty bitty movie for my Instagram account that I'll link in the description. Me and my friend Justin started an Instagram account. I'm sure I've talked about it before. It's called Itty Bitty Movies, and we make 1 minute shorts for Instagram. And this is one that we did months and months and many moons ago, and I'm finally getting back to it. So it's almost done. The cut, I mean, I have to like do sound design and stuff, but it's gonna be really funny. And I have a few ideas that I planned out that I really want to do. And so next weekend we're gonna get the boys back together, get Justin and Vin, and then we'll film a skit. And then I'm also like trying to learn a new program. So like a 3D editing program, so I can like add like 3D objects or like make 3D things. Like I really want to do this one where like a little horror one. So trying to like animate a creature or something, I don't know. So I'll do that. And now that I think about it, I filmed another little horror, or I tried to film a little horror thing back in June when I went to Carmel by the Sea, and I just haven't touched it, so I actually have to do that. And then I filmed another horror film with my little sister almost a year ago. It must have been last like November, and I just saw the footage the other day. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot about this. Sorry about the bumpies. I forgot about it, so I have to get back to edit that. So I got some projects that I can work on, and I just gotta figure out like why. I think I need to like meditate on why I keep putting off things, why I keep putting off writing certain scripts that are like on my desk that are unfinished. And I think it's on like, it could be a toss-up between I'm super fucking lazy, or that I just don't have enough belief in myself, which could very, you know, could be. I need to just kind of meditate on it and see like what's going on, what's going through my brain, and why I'm not working, and why I'm not like grinding, you know, why I'm not like busting out projects all the time. I see all my friends, all like people that are in LA that are trying to get into film, and their stuff, some of their stuff like is either super good and super bad, but the point is they're making stuff, and I'm just thinking about making stuff, and I just really want to flip that switch, because the only way that I'm going to progress as a filmmaker is by continually making things. So I need to get back on that. I need to get back to making things constantly, even if they're shit. And I got into this mindset my really good friend Elena, we both went to school for filmmaking. She went to school for producing, and I went to school for directing. So we worked on all the films that we did, we worked with each other on. Even if she had to like direct one for a class, I either produced her film or filmed it, and she vice versa for me. So we were always working on things. And we kind of got into this thing where we always wanted, like, we were done making shitty productions. We were done just, like, grabbing a camera and filming with, like, friends. We wanted to audition people for everything we did. We wanted to, like, make sure we had some money to, like, get a few props if we needed to, and, like, feed some of the people and the crew. We wanted more than just, like, me and her and like, a friend actor. We wanted, like, everything that we did to have some sort of quality, or a feel of quality to it. So we stopped just like making shorts all the time, and I was really in, I'm still am, I really into Film Riot. if you guys are filmmakers or film or want to be filmmakers and don't know about them, which you must, you know, I don't know how you can be in 2018 and be a aspiring filmmaker and not know about Film Riot. And if you don't, I will link them below. You have to watch every single one of their videos. They will not disappoint. Super funny, super knowledgeable, so much information. But they used to do these things called Monday Challenge, and they would give you a prompt and how to, like, you know, they would say, this is what this challenge is. You have a minute to 2 minutes to do this, and it's due by this date. And so we'd get, these are the times where we would get friends that were like semi in film, you know, friends that were like, that were in that realm, like photographers or whatever, you know, we'd get a group of friends together that were interested in making movies or like just shooting videos to have fun. And we would just do it. It'd take a couple hours and do it. Like my first one I did was like a little jewel heist. We used my dad's office, had my three friends and my brother, who are not actors at all, be goons in this. And me and Elena, like, we switched off filming it. I would do like the specialty shots that I wanted, and she would do the rest. And we would do it. And we started doing more of them like that too. As time went on, and I kept going through school, I became friends with people that were actors. So like the quality of acting improved on them, and as we did them, the quality of filming improved, and like the storytelling improved. But it, you know, I think that only happened because we were doing so many, and we were able to fix our mistakes on the next ones and kind of explore. And that's what I really want to get back into, is exploring more and going outside of the box and doing more things that I normally don't do. And I think that's what I really want to focus on with these little itty bitty movies, is like doing, is taking, like, since they can, they're like on Instagram, you only have a minute. So not only is it a challenge to tell a story within a minute, but I also want to use that because it's so short and I'm not like wasting a lot of time on like an hour, 20, 15, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, what have you. But I can use that minute to kind of work on a technique that I've been interested in. And that way I don't have to put on like a whole production to do it. And then I can kind of test it, see if I like it. And then if I want to like use it in something bigger, now I know kind of how to use it. Can kind of like fail a little bit to perfect it. So that's what I really want to start doing, is like maybe like once or twice a month, just shoot one of these things. Either twice a month or every weekend. What am I trying to say? Once a week or twice a month. That's what I'm trying to say. Once a week or twice a month, I want to shoot one on a weekend if we can come up with enough ideas to just have a bunch of them. And I'm thinking maybe twice a month. That way, you know, I can get on an editing schedule. You shoot one, put it out the next week. Shoot one, put it out the next week. That way, you know, kind of on a little bit of a deadline. And so I think when I come back from AZ next weekend, I won't be back next weekend, I'll be back on this Sunday, but next weekend when me and Justin and Vin get together to shoot the next one that I have planned, which is, I think, is hilarious. These are all just all basically how Itty Bitty Movie started. Was I had a super dumb idea, and you can go watch this because it's up there. And I actually want to turn this one and this other idea into a short, a little bit longer form. But so I had an idea where, and this is nothing new, but it's like, you know, when you people shoot their fingers as guns. So I'm like, let's do that, but like two dudes who are like secret spies or whatever, secret agents. And they're like fighting each other with guns. So like literally there's muzzle flashes coming out of my friend's fingers, and they're on a beach and they're shooting each other. And so I just wanted to see if it would work for something that I have a little idea that's a little bit larger scale. I think it's really funny. So that's up right now. And then we haven't filmed, I also have another bit that I want to film That me and Justin just did one day. We were at the beach. He's Superman, and I kind of want to make it a continuous thing, and we just haven't gotten back to it. So, these are all just super stupid ideas that, like, are too stupid to justify making into long-form content where it's like, oh, 1 minute? That's perfect. You know, I don't know, why waste, like, 5 to 10 minutes doing, like, work focusing on one idea when you can do it in a minute or less? And it's also a challenge because, you know, trying to keep story, like, tell a story in a minute is extremely hard, and especially an entertaining one, because people's, you know, attention spans, especially now, are so short. And that's a great segue into me thanking you for listening for this long. I don't even know how long it's been. It's 45 minutes or whatever, and I super appreciate you listening to this long, and I know how, like, easy it is to, like, try to click off of something and listen to, you know, do something else. But I very much appreciate you listening. But yeah, so still stuck in traffic, guys. I don't know what to talk about anymore. Kind of like I talked about everything I wanted to. Getting hungry. Gonna eat a sandwich that I packed a little bit of a turkey sandwich on challah bread, so gonna eat that in a minute when I wrap up this. See how much time we got left on the good old Jeeps, on the good old GPS. 6 hours and 7 minutes. Gee bus. There's like an accident or there's just heavy traffic. Dick nabbit. Oh well. I don't know. Should I wrap it up here, or should we keep going? There's no one on the other side to answer. I know I say it every time, but I'm working on guests. Everything is like, you know, like, everything hasn't gone according to plan, which things never really do. So last week I really wanted a friend, but he wound up being busy, and, you know, whatever, things happen. Things happen for a reason. So who knows? He's been working hard. He's been doing a bunch of short films and other stuff. So it'll happen when it happens. And I'm still behind on an episode, and it's really bothering me. So you'll get this one. Hopefully it's up. Today's Friday, so hopefully it's up today. I'll try to edit it real quick and put it up tonight. If not, you'll get it tomorrow. And then I'll probably record on the way back from Arizona in the car, just because there's just so much time to do nothing. And yeah, it's just like, you know, I'm by myself and I can talk and got no judgments. So I'll probably record on the way back. Put it up to 3 car recordings. It'll put it up to the second place where I've done the most podcast recordings. So maybe eventually I'll just have to change to the car cast with Harrison Berger instead of written directed by. Just kidding. But yeah, okay. I think this is where I'll wrap it up, because I'll just keep rambling on and say but and like and a lot. And I really don't want to do that. So, I'm going to thank you again if you made it this far for listening. I really appreciate it. Sorry about the audio if you hear trucks and bumps and all sorts of things and noises. I sincerely, truly appreciate you and love you and thank you so much for listening. If you found anything useful in this episode, share it. Even if you didn't find it useful, just share it. Be like, hey, I listened to this podcast. You should listen to it too. And yeah, make sure you thumbs it up on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to it on iTunes. You can find it. You can find Written and Directed by Harrison Berger on iTunes, Spotify, CastBox, Anchor, Google Play, Stitcher, you know, I don't know where else. Probably, honestly, I say it every time, but honestly, you can find this podcast pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts. At least that's what my the service I use says. So, yeah, just like it, share it, rate it, you know, leave a comment if there's something that you'd like to talk about. Leave it in the comments or DM me on Instagram at Harrison Berger. Follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram too. You don't just have to DM me. Follow me on Twitter at Harrison C. Berger. And if there's things that you want to talk about, want me to discuss, DM me, tweet me. If there's things that you just want to talk about privately, that you don't really want out in the podcast realm, but want someone to talk to, go ahead and let me know. Just be specific. Just say it's okay to put in the podcast, or do you want it to be private? But feel free to, if you just need someone to talk to, I know it can be hard to talk to people, especially when you don't want to feel judged. And I promise you won't feel judgment from me. I will never judge you for anything that you've done, because we all make mistakes. We all do certain things. We all have done things in our lives that we do, you know. We shouldn't judge another person for doing those things, because we don't know the circumstances of why those things were done. So if you need someone to talk to, please reach out. Don't be afraid. Even if it's not me, reach out to someone that you care about and talk to them, because in the long run, it'll only make your relationship with that person stronger. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much. I really love you. And and remember, just always reflect on the greatness. And I'm on the road again. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you on Sunday. Cut!